Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mark Hockman.
When I'm at the cash pop machine, that is when I look my sexiest. We are going to get buck wild.
Go suck an egg.
Channing Crowder.
Hey, hey, Sugarfoot.
Small bladder. Big urethra.
Alejandro Solana.
Birds are expert hunters. They eat seeds.
This is how we do it.
Sports.
Pizza always tastes better if someone refers to it as
I'm going to kick you in the ankle.
Yeah, I don't think people can sometimes grasp the enormity of the oceans.
More sports.
I'll put this asparagus on him.
That song is a banger.
That's all newbie ride.
The most sports.
On the mound for the Marlins. Hello.
I'm a 3-and-D guy.
What would Jesus do?
I don't know.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
All right. Here we go on a Dolphins Monday.
Yes, sir.
I'm back.
How you feeling?
I was okay up until that Dolphins game yesterday. I was starting to feel better. And then I thought pneumonia was bad. And then I watched that game.
I think you might have the Nick Bosa. You got the Nick Bosa.
I came down with that Bosa-itis, man.
He's giving it to a lot of teams around this league. Don't worry.
Holy mackerel. That Dolphins game stunk, and it is what it is. We'll talk about it today on the show. I was gone all last week. I tried to do a little bit of Friday's show. Crowder was off Friday. It was your birthday Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was my birthday.
Hey, what'd you do for your birthday over your birthday weekend?
Nothing. I balanced my checkbook. Actually, you want to know what I did? Because you usually ask me where I am.
Yeah.
You didn't ask because we were talking. You know, you were just coming back off the sickness. But, yes, I took a 14-hour flight on my birthday weekend. I am in Cairo, Egypt.
What?
Yes.
No. Right now?
Yeah, I'm in Egypt.
Well, wait a second. What?
I'm in Egypt.
You're in Cairo, Egypt right now?
Right now, as we sit here today.
I am floored. Solana can't do the show because he's in L.A., but Crowder can do the show from Cairo, Egypt? What the hell is going on with my life? What is going on?
You're sickly, man. You know, we can't travel. You can't get on stuff. You know, it's just, I'm watching out for you.
So what are you doing in Cairo?
My wife got invited by a friend, and she was like, hey, we're going over there. You know, we have some stuff set up. If y'all make it over there, then, you know, everything else kind of taken care of. And, you know, I don't have no problem, you know, mooching off people. So I said, hey, let's hit it.
Wow. I am I'm not going to be able to continue. Wow, I am blown away. So what day is it in Cairo?
It is Monday. It's Monday night, but it's 9 p.m. We're 7 hours ahead.
Oh, my God. That is the wildest thing. I have broken out into a full sweat. But I like I feel like there's something special that has to go on. I'm having you ever get real sick? I was real sick last week. I had pneumonia. And I can't regulate my body temperature anymore. You ever had that?
Oh, that sucks. Yes.
I am dripping in sweat, but I think part of it has to do with the fact that you're in Cairo. I don't know how to react. I feel like there should be, I don't know, more bells and whistles regarding this.
It's just like when I'm in Atlanta, I'm just virtual on the internet. Just doing the show, baby.
So you're at a house or a hotel?
Hotel.
A pyramid?
the Four Seasons.
Look at you. Wow.
Yeah. I'll take it. I sent you a picture. Yeah, I went to the pyramids this morning when it saw the Sphinx this morning. Yeah,
oh, my God. What a great picture that is of you. Yeah. Oh, my God. If I saw you standing outside the pyramid, I would head 20 miles in the opposite direction. I would go, this guy is going to try to bilk me out of every cent that I have.
We went to the store. I got all my Egyptian garb on. I got my dress. I got my head wrap. I'm ready to go.
Oh, my God. This is the wildest thing that I can't even comprehend what is happening here.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool.
I can't even comprehend. So you got on a flight on Friday, your birthday?
No, we got on the flight Saturday night.
Saturday.
8 p.m. Saturday. We got to Rome 9 hours later. Then we had an hour layover in Rome, and then we flew from Rome to Egypt, which was like another 3.5.
Excuse me for coughing, folks. So, I really am. I am getting over pneumonia, and I'm feeling a whole hell of a lot better, but I still have a little nagging cough, a little chest something. But I am absolutely floored by that because I didn't expect that. I really thought a few weeks ago when you were in Barcelona that would be – you know, the wackiest out of this calendar year, at least. Little did I know, a few weeks later, I am in Cairo. Cairo.
So you got to do, baby. I'm a jet setter.
That is wild, man.
You know,
all right,
you know it's Asia dragging me to these places. I would be in Miami and Atlanta for the rest of my life.
Wait till you see what Crowder's wearing. We'll put it on social media at some point here.
Because we took pictures all day today. I was actually waiting until this moment that I brought up because I was waiting to put my pictures out on Twitter and all that stuff.
That is so funny. If I would have seen the pic, I don't know what I would have thought if I saw pictures of you in Egypt. Like
That was for you, Hawk. The whole day was for you. I held back for you. I wanted this reaction.
I don't even know if I've given the proper reaction. I can't even begin to tell you how staggered I am. Like I just that's wild to me. I don't know what to do with that. It's in Cairo.
Tell you, man, this COVID showed us something we never knew before.
That is true.
I can work from anywhere.
That is true. I'm watching Brazil and South Korea in the World Cup right now. I'm getting over the illness and the fact that Crowder's in Cairo. Solana, you know, traveled to the West Coast with the Dolphins, and he just decided to stay out there all week because the Dolphins, the game is Sunday night. And then you saw the next Dolphins game the following weekend has been moved to Saturday night. So Dolphins will play the Bills primetime Saturday night on the 17th. And so we'll get into all this stuff, but I'm just kind of marinating on Crowder signing in from Cairo. And that's a goal right there. Brazil just scored a goal. Look at that.
Okay.
So Brazil up 1-0. Yeah.
They love that soccer over here.
Oh, I bet, man.
Boy, it's so funny because they asked me, and to be honest, I'm in Africa, but it's Arabic. It's not right. Like there's not black people. Yeah, it's Arabic here. So I'm talking to people, and they're like, you play sports? I'm like, yeah, football. Oh, the World Cup? And I'm like, no. Oh, the World Cup. And they start talking to soccer in their language, and they swear I'm a soccer player. So I'm just
That's
eat
funny.
It now. I play soccer in the USA, and I'm going to start telling people, because this football crap, they don't know what the hell I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, yeah. Tell them you're in the MLS. What do they know?
Yeah.
Inter-Miami.
Inter-Miami?
That's right.
That's my life for a week, Inter-Miami.
That's excellent. Well, so we've got so Dan Day is filling in for Solana. Solana's on the West Coast with the Dolphins. Dan Day's filling in for Solana. He'll be giving us headlines. We have some good guests lined up for today. And we'll talk about the Dolphins, because honestly, if I had told you Dolphins were going to score a 75-yard touchdown on the first play of the game, and then Jimmy Garoppolo would be out for pretty much the entire game after the first quarter, and San Francisco's third-string quarterback would play, you'd have assumed it was a romp, and it wasn't. It was a loss, and it was a painful loss. So we'll get into it today.
It was good. The score doesn't show how good that game was.
It was a fun game. It was. Yes. Well, it was an entertaining. I don't even know if I want to call it entertaining. Hawk,
down by six, driving in the fourth quarter. That's a good game.
That is true. I did feel like they were going to win that game. As you know, by our betting, we even live bet the game that they were going to win outright. I really did feel like they were going to win that game. But Tua was off yesterday. I haven't seen him look that way in a long time.
No, that first interception was terrible.
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 He was high. He was high on all his throws all afternoon.
Yep. Other than that first one, there were some bad throws. And the one Tyreek caught was behind him. He could have, you know, he could have got more on that one. Tua was off. I thought he'd be better because he was closer to Hawaii. I don't know why I thought that. It didn't make any sense, but I thought it. But Tua was off. And then this just after Nick Bosa has two sacks, you still leave him one-on-one with Brandon Shell, huh, Coach? That forced fumble, fumble recovery touchdown, that got to me watching it and knowing that Nick Bosa was one-on-one with Brandon Shell on that play. I was mad about that.
Adam Schefter from ESPN, he tweeted out less than an hour ago, Dolphins are signing former number one overall pick Eric Fisher, and in a corresponding move, they're placing Austin Jackson on injured reserve. And so Austin Jackson, from what I understand, can come back off injured reserve like week 18 or for the playoffs, but they're getting Eric Fisher. They're going to play Saturday night. That's the other big news. The Dolphins Bills game has been flexed to Saturday night, the 17th. You've got this game. It's a murder. Yesterday's game that didn't turn out very well. Next Sunday, it's the Chargers and it's Sunday night. And then the following week will be Saturday night, prime time, against the Buffalo Bills. So again, murderer's row. See if they can hang with the big boys. So we're going to talk about it all today. Dan, did you have any idea that Crowder was going to be signing in from Cairo?
No, I got up early. I was preparing headlines. I figured I'd have to do some heavy lifting today. And now that all that's out the window, this dude pulls a Cairo on us.
Yeah, we got to send you to like McDonald's or something in Cairo. You know how much I love that.
Oh, I'm going to send you some video of the streets down here.
I've heard there's a lot of trash.
I will go to McDonald's. I don't know what's inside.
All right. I want to see.
I got offered to buy a live duck earlier. Live duck. Quacking, looking at me quacking. And the guy's like, hey, lunch. I'm like, I like mine dead. I don't really want them like that.
Well, you'll see by the end of the week. Maybe you want the live duck.
He's cute.
Man, I'm watching the World Cup, and there's just like a lot going on here, and you're in Cairo, so I'm trying to get through it all. And your guy Anthony Richardson, I don't know if you saw that from the Gators. He is obviously entering the draft, but he's going to skip the bowl game. Do you even know what bowl game you guys are in?
No, which one?
The Las Vegas Bowl. That wouldn't be a bad bowl for you to go visit and watch your team play.
Over-under on Crowder getting arrested at the bowl game.
You can stay at the Luxor. I mean, that's your entire theme.
Yes, it's minus 300. Goodness gracious.
What do we have here? A penalty kick from Brazil going on, Dan?
Yeah, it looks like Neymar is trying to get a goal.
Look at this. We're in the 11th minute. All right, so let's get headlines. Clay Ferreiro from Local 10, he's going to join us this hour. We're going to talk some Dolphins with him. John Michaels. I have not had a chance because I was out sick all last week. I haven't had a chance to kind of look back at the hurricane season and the fact that the Hurricanes are not bowl eligible. So I want to bring on John Michaels. We'll talk with him today, and we'll find out what's going on in Cairo, Egypt. We didn't know that was going to be on the docket, but it is. I'm just watching this free kick, and then we'll get headlines here from Dan Day. So Brazil is now up 2-0 in the 12th minute World Cup round of 16. Here are your headlines on this Dolphins Monday with Dan Day.
Brought to you by Bed Bath & Beyond. Hey, here's a holiday gift from Bed Bath & Beyond. Now through December 11th, get 25% off one item.
You had the first sentence nailed.
Sometimes I don't update the copy on these things. I was making sure it was the right date, to be honest with you. By texting GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 2366-63. That's 236663. New offers every day at Bed Bath & Beyond. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Yes, the Dolphins, they did fall to the 49ers and their third-string quarterback, Brock Purdy, after Jimmy Garoppolo left early in the game with a season-ending foot injury. Tyreek Hill had a nice day. 9 receptions for 146 yards and a touchdown. Of course, they're going to be facing the Chargers Sunday, 8:20.
That was the thing, Crowder. Brock Purdy, like, he comes in and you figure, okay, they'll throw the kitchen sink at him, which they did several times. He was very composed. I mean, he did not look like a third-string quarterback in his first NFL action, you know, meaningful NFL action.
Oh, nowhere at all. And he started out slow, but he found his way into it. And you know what helps him? This damn Christian McCaffrey.
Holy mackerel, that guy can kill you every which way.
And whose idea was it when they say, hey, Christian McCaffrey, guy that leads the league in receiving out of a running back and rushing for years, let's put Duke Riley on it. I'm like, Duke Riley doesn't even play. Now you're going to have him cover one of the best backs in the league? I was frustrated. I was traveling. I got to watch. I was just frustrated by a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, there were some frustrating parts.
There was some bad decisions made on the Dolphins side that I don't want to say cost them that game, because Tua's interceptions, really, that was the worst part of the game. But there were some decisions made that I was questioning throughout the game.
Yeah, and usually on Mondays we would have the Mike McDaniel press conference, but because they're on the West Coast, he's doing it at 3:30 his time, so that's 6:30 our time. We won't be on the air, so we'll have to wait till after we're off the air to hear what Mike McDaniel has to say one day later.
The Heat got their biggest win of this early season Friday when they defeated the Celtics in Boston in overtime. Miami's back in action tonight against Memphis at 8.
All right, you can hear the game tonight on 560 WQAM.
Panthers took down the Kraken 5-1 Saturday. They will face Winnipeg tomorrow at 8.
Yeah, it was a good good win over an excellent Seattle Kraken team, and maybe the Panthers will get something going now.
Capital One Orange Bowl will feature Clemson in Tennessee. The game takes place at 8 o'clock December 30th at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, what'd you think about the college football playoffs, too, Crowder? You okay with Alabama not being in there? You know I am.
Yes, I'm fine with that. They got beat by two teams that were ranked lesser than them. I'm happy with it. I thought that TCU, when the TCU went down, I was like, uh-oh, they are automatically going to throw Alabama back in. And they did.
That's how, because I actually prefer, and I know Alabama's a big draw, but I like the story of a TCU. Like, I like that. I think that makes it more fun.
Yeah, and I don't want to say fatigue of it, but I like to see these, like, parody in college football.
Yes.
I know, Hawk, I weighed that SEC blue and yellow with pride, but I do like to see the other conferences coming up, because that's what college football is really supposed to be.
College basketball, the Canes men's team, they opened ACC in exciting fashion down in Louisville, 80-53. They host Cornell Wednesday at 7.
Yeah, they crushed Louisville. I don't know if Louisville is any good or not this season, but Miami crushed them.
Terrible.
Ooh, almost a goal by Correa.
Let's get to weather from the Demesman & Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is around 80 degrees in South Florida with a very low chance of rain, and it's going to be partly cloudy supposedly for the rest of this week.
Hey, speaking of World Cup soccer, so this is just a little life hack for you. If you ever are going to get pneumonia, get it during the World Cup if you're a gambler. Because I was just, I mean, there's nothing to do. You're just laying there all day. All of a sudden, you've got soccer all day long. You got the gambling all right next to you. I mean, it was the time of my life. As sick as I was, time of my life. There's a little life hack for you. If you're going to get pneumonia, just do it during the World Cup. All right?
So 4 years from a week ago, you want me to lick some doorknobs at a public place?
I'm just saying, if you're going to get it, do it for the World Cup. I'm just telling. No, because you know what? I take it back. You got to do it like for the World Cup when it's a world away, though, because it starts, you know, at 10 a.m., you know, because it won't, if it, depending on where it is. So it just worked out perfectly for me. I had the time of my life. All right. Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the next segment. Wait till he finds out that Crowder's in Cairo, Egypt.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think Trick Daddy said it best when he said, let's go.
I didn't know which quote you were going to go with.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, Clay Ferrero.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is on the line. I had texted Josh Appel, Chris Whittingham. I'm on a text thread with them, and I relayed the story at the beginning of the show, how I got kind of casually asked Crowder, as I've, you know, been known to do, where you're doing the show from. I'm doing the show from home. I'm recovering from pneumonia. I thought I was, like, being, you know, the guy who's, like, going the extra mile today, even though I missed every show last week. But I thought, you know, Dolphins Monday, I'm going the extra mile because I'm still recovering from pneumonia. And so I figured Crowder's not in the studio either, but, you know, we're oftentimes not in the studio. And then, you know, I'll just kind of ask, you know, where are you doing the show? And some of the funnier answers we have gotten, Hugh Jackson's house. That one was funny. I love that one. Didn't you do the show? Was it like LeGarrette Blount's house or something?
Leonard Fournette's game
Leonard Fournette's game room.
With his kids screaming for 4 hours, yeah.
Then I remember, so it was a few weeks ago where I asked Crowder, you know, where are you doing the show? And he said Barcelona. And I thought he was goofing around. And I'm like, oh, you know, like, you know, Barcelona, Utah, you know, like where? And yeah. He's like, no, Barcelona, Spain. And I figured that would be as wacky as it got up until about 2:03 this afternoon, when we learned Crowder right now is in Cairo, Egypt, in full regalia, by the way.
I look good with my dress on.
Full Egyptian regalia. Anyway, Clay Ferrero is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Clay Ferrero, sports anchor, sports reporter for WPLG Local 10 here in Miami. So anyway, what I was saying was I'm on this text thread with Appel and Whittingham, and so I texted them in the picture of you in your Egyptian regalia in front of the pyramid. And I told them what happened, how I just casually mentioned, like, where are you? And you said Egypt, like it was nothing. And Whittingham said, I find it uproariously funny that he's in Egypt and doing 4 hours on Tua. And I said, yeah, that is something funny about that. But anyway.
Workhorse, Hawk. workhorse.
Clay Ferreiro is with us. What do you think about that, Clay?
Well, what's uproariously funny to me is you guys have this great on-air chemistry where, like, I think we would all assume that you are at the very least friendly, and yet you have no clue from one day to the next when he travels to Barcelona or Egypt until he gets on the radio show. Like, do you actually... Do you give a rat's you-know-what about what he is doing in his life at all, except for when he gets on?
No, the funny thing is, so we talked about that after the Barcelona incident, because I'm the guy that tells you everything that I'm doing, right? Because I share it, you know, with Solana and Crowder, because they're my work partners. And so, you know, I'll say, oh, I'm going to see Hamilton Wednesday night, so I may have to leave the show about 15 minutes early. Like, I let them know everything that's going on. Crowder, it's everything is so casual to him that he never thinks to mention it to you. And so when I say, hey, why didn't you tell me you were going to Barcelona? Because you should have just taken the week off to be with your wife and like, just give me a little heads up. And he's like, oh, nah, what's the difference? We're here in Barcelona. It's fine. And the same thing happened now in Cairo. He's just like, oh, I flew there on Saturday, and here I am.
I'm just not sure who to put the blame on for this. Like, I'm not sure if, like,
I don't think there's
friend,
any blame.
Danny
I think,
needs to be more
I think there's only
or,
I think there's only plaudits for Crowder for, I mean, the guy's busy with the pivot, and the guy's busy with University of Florida, and I mean, he's got a lot going on. I don't think there's blame. I think you look at Crowder and you go, wow, that's a guy that's dedicated to the audience.
So based on what you just told me, sorry, Tanny, because I know the time difference is probably like a 12-second delay, so I apologize if I interrupt you. But it feels like you're saying that Channing is so busy, and we know he is. So as a friend, like, shouldn't it be on you to, like, ask how he's doing, what he's doing, where he's going, Hawk? Like,
it really doesn't affect me
here, but I'm on a work thread too, and, like, we were talking on Saturday morning. Oh, I said, you know, I've got a birthday party for my daughter, and somebody else who I work with, who I won't say his name unless he wants to come on your show and talk about it, because he regularly appears on your show. He said, yeah, I'm at a birthday party for kids too, and there is no alcohol here. I'm in Hades. So it's like, at the very least, like, we are in communication about what we're doing with our lives when it's going to children's birthday parties, much less Cairo. Like, I have questions here about, like, the type of relation. Like, this has blown the whole facade of what I thought your friendship was. I have to find a way to resolve this in my brain.
Clay, what it is I think Hawk kind of hit it on the head. Where the beauty of our relationship is how different we really are. And Hawk tells us when he's getting a colonoscopy.
Right.
He tells us, like, he tells us, I'm going to Tampa. He'll tell us on Monday he's going to Tampa Friday. And we're like, so I think in his mind, when you're going to do something, he's naturally going to tell you everything. And like he said, to be honest, Hawk hit it on the head. I just float around life, Clay. I don't know if you've gathered that. I just, where I am, I am. If I'm somewhere different the next day, I'm there. Like, I really don't take anything serious.
It's not even a put on with him, Clay. Like that is the beauty of the relationship, is that we are exactly who we are on the air and off the air. So I share everything. And Crowder, it's not that he doesn't share. It's almost like my son, to be quite honest, who doesn't ever think to say, oh, I'm doing this or I'm going here. Like, Crowder doesn't even think about it being that big a deal that he's in Cairo. He's like, oh, yeah, it's time to do the show.
I gotta be honest,
9 p.m.
What I'm hearing here is, as you continue to talk and dig your own grave, what I'm hearing here is that you talk so much and tell everybody else what you're doing that you fail to ask even not just your very, very good friend who you do the show, but not even your own son what they are doing. And so then you're shocked. Oh, my goodness, you're in my son. Oh, my goodness, he's in Mexico City partying with his friends at 3 a.m. I guess I should have asked about this.
Well, I mean, how specific can I ask? If I ask Crowder, are you doing the show Monday? And he says, yeah, that's pretty much all I need to know. My assumption would be if he's doing it from halfway around the world, he would let me know. If he doesn't think it's important to let me know, it doesn't really affect. I mean, let's be honest, Clay. Him being in Cairo really doesn't affect my life at all.
And Clay, to be honest, I swear, I left My flight was from Miami at 8 p.m. Saturday night. I started getting packed at 6:30 p.m. My wife was packing from 8 a.m. She took about 9 hours.
Some people would be packing a week in advance, Crowder. There are people that would pack a week in advance for an international trip like that.
Let me give you something else. I just brought a carry-on. Didn't even check a bag.
Stop it.
Swear to goodness.
See, I, that's where, like, Channing and I, it sounds like you and your wife are exactly like my wife and me. And it is, like, it will drive her nuts that, like, I have no stress, no care in the world, like, 3 hours before a flight. Like, I'm looking at my bag. I'm like, oh, I guess I should put some underwear in there at some point. Meanwhile, she's been, like, planning out what she's going to wear every single day. So it's like, yeah, maybe it's opposite to attract, and maybe that's why Hawk just wanders through life finding people who will listen to him as opposed to people who will tell him anything.
It was really wild to me. Yeah, I learned most of the stuff about Crowder, just him casually mentioning something on the air. Oh, yeah, here I am here. So what do you think yesterday? We can talk about what went wrong for the Dolphins yesterday, which we have. I wouldn't mind also trying to talk about what went right. But did anything go right?
No, I mean, they're done. Like, after yesterday, I think it's pretty clear. I mean, they're toast. The first time they play against a decent team, they're done. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I thought we were doing first take. I thought this was – never mind.
That can't really be your take.
No. What if you want to talk about what went right, it's man, plays were open against the best defense in the NFL. There were plays open all over the field, and Tua just missed stuff that he would normally hit. And to me, it was really that simple. And what I thought were two things after the game were really interesting to me. It was the first time that I remember seeing Tua post game angry. Like, when things weren't going well before Mike McDaniel got there and he would do a post game interview, he was like, I don't want to use the word despondent, but kind of like searching for answers, disappointed. Yesterday, he was angry, and I think he was angry because he saw not only that he was missing some things, but there were just little things that were off, and he knew what they were, and they were very fixable, and guys were still running wide open. And so to me, it was almost more encouraging to me that this wide open offense that Mike McDaniel runs, guys were still running free, and Tua was going to hit those 9 games out of 10, and he just didn't yesterday, and that's okay. And the other thing I found really interesting was Mike McDaniel after the game, and he's the quintessential teacher, the way he kind of looks at things. And what he said after the game that I thought was fascinating was, I wanted to see and get us in a situation where we were in a high-leverage type game, a playoff-type scenario, because things are going to be ratcheted up. So let's get that experience. Let's see how we respond, and next time we're going to be ready for it. So it's not good that they lost, but it's really good that they got that experience. And I think they saw a couple of things that were, and you just see, and Channing can, I think, can speak to this, that like when the games are just a little bit more high leverage, just a little bit more important, if one guy is off just a tick, then it's going to knock other guys off a tick. And then eventually the domino effect's going to hit everybody. So to me, I'm not going to say there was more good than bad, because you don't want to lose. And yet I looked at that game and I was like, oh, well, Tua hits a couple of these balls down the field that he normally makes, and he will make moving forward. They're going to be just fine. And I fully expect to go out and beat the Chargers on Sunday.
And Clay, with that Nick Bosa sack, forced fumble, fumble recovery, touchdown, that was when the game, that swung the game, because they were down by 6. That swung the game totally. Weren't they playing with fire? Because Nick Bosa already had 2 sacks. We figured out Brandon Shell can't block him, and they're still singling him up. And to your point, Clay, somebody was wide the hell open, and that's why Tua cocked back so far to sling that ball, because he was about to get a 40-50-yard completion if he let that ball go when Nick, you know, when Nick stripped him.
Well, 100%, and I think that's the issue you run into when you fall behind late, because you want to have numbers out there. And I think they got to the point where they felt like because they were behind, it was more important to have the numbers of guys out there to try to get somebody open and just kind of take your chances and hope that you can start. Just because you are behind, if it were a tie game, if they were ahead, then I think for sure you would have seen some extra help on that side. And look, the game, we saw it last night. I mean, that 54-19 Dallas win over Indy, that was a fairly close game into the third quarter. And then things just kind of snowball. The game changes. And that happened a little bit on a much smaller scale yesterday in San Francisco for the Dolphins. So, yes, they were playing with fire. It wasn't a great shock when you see Nick Bosa beat a backup tackle when he's manned up. And yet I kind of understood in the moment, okay, this is why they're doing this. They're trying to roll the dice and try to get somebody open down the field. You're working against the clock. You're working against a really good 49ers pass rush. And again, that's okay. I just didn't – everybody wants to overreact because you only play 17 games, and I get that. I understand these hot take shows need to have something to talk about on Monday morning, and yet I didn't come out of that game feeling any differently about the Miami Dolphins team or their outlook on the rest of the season. If anything, I was like, okay, well, they certainly belonged on that field yesterday, and they'll be just fine next weekend.
Clay Ferreiro from Local 10 is with us, but this is, I had said to Crowder at the beginning of the show, I mean, this is a murderer's row now, and so it's Sunday night football against the Chargers today, the game against Buffalo, Saturday night in prime time. So it didn't make you nervous at all yesterday that maybe they just can't hang with the big boys, that they're just not at that level yet?
No, not at all. Didn't make me nervous about that at all, because they're already beaten Buffalo once this season. And look, Buffalo had some injuries, and I get that, but every team has injuries. Dolphins clearly had some yesterday. The other thing is, guys, let's say there's a world where things go wrong on Saturday night next Saturday night and then this coming Saturday. And if they lose three in a row, I know everybody's going to want to, like, jump off a building. And yet, I just, with this team, they've got the things that I think they can be really dangerous. And, no, you don't want to lose three games in a row. By no means am I saying that you'll absolutely feel good if that happens. But I just think you can't just walk the plank if a couple of things go wrong, a couple of things go sideways over the next couple of weeks. I happen to think they're going to bounce back, and the Chargers feel like a team that's just kind of like, man, they're floundering, and Brandon Staley. So it's not even that yesterday I looked on the field and I said, okay, well, they don't belong out there. It was the exact opposite. So I do think that it's fair to say there's still a separation at the top. I think you've still got Cincinnati and Kansas City and Buffalo, and yet after those three teams, I certainly think Miami could push their way into that mix. And if they have to go on the road in the playoffs and play one of those teams, a game like yesterday and this three-game stretch that they're hitting, this murderer's row, is going to prepare them, and they'll be ready. And I certainly wouldn't say that they'd have zero chance going to any one of those spots if they have to in the opening round.
And, Clay, were you as taken back for me and Hawk talked about it earlier, that Brock Purdy came in there and looked like he was a five-year NFL veteran?
If there was anything about that game yesterday that I would take as a negative, it's that. And, you know, I do think he probably deserves some credit. You know, they were talking about his competitiveness. And the one play that got me that was frustrating was the 4th-and-1 where he had a quarterback sneak and he was stacked up. I mean, he was done. And then I don't know if Eric Rowe had a different responsibility or something. He just kind of stood there and watched him spin off the pile for a first down. It was like, man, what's he doing here? And even it was Daryl Johnson who commentated on it. So yes, if there was one thing that I took out of yesterday that was a little bit frustrating, disappointing, concerning, however you want to phrase it, is that, you know, he was able to go out there with zero first team reps in practice and really look like a veteran. So they got to get that cleaned up. They got to fix that. And yet at the same time, if Tua hits a couple of plays, then we're having a different conversation right now. And maybe San Francisco isn't playing with the lead and you're forcing him into more third and long situations where, you know, they've got to make the tough decision about whether or not to double a pass rusher and things like that. So yes, it was concerning. And yet again, it's one game and I'm not going to like go all the way the other way, that all the progress that we've seen over the last few weeks is completely obliterated.
And even with everything that we saw, Clay, I mean, you kind of felt, didn't you, that they were going to win that game at the end?
Yeah, I mean, up until the fourth down, you know, when I thought when that play was overturned, it just felt like, and you could tell on the sideline, I don't know what Mike McDaniel was looking at that he was so frustrated by the call.
He was so angry. I mean, it was so obviously an incomplete pass.
Yeah, it was like I don't know if he was, and the look on his face, it was like, man, all right, now we're seeing angry Mike. but I, to me, that kind of took the wind out of their sails a little bit. Still felt like they had a chance, and yet that play, it kind of, and again, this is kind of the experience that he was talking about after the game, that you're going to have to deal with those wild emotional swings in big games. And they're just a little bit more impactful when you play a game like that. So, you know, much like, and I said this when they had the three-game losing streak earlier this year, let's see what Mike McDaniel's all about. And I think we saw earlier this year, he did a really good job of rallying that team and responding to adversity. And let's see if they do it again. I think they will. I think they're going to be great on Sunday. I think, you know, next Saturday is going to feel like a title fight. And I think we've seen it before. But again, it's time for him to step up and show who he is as a head coach. I have confidence he's going to do that.
And, Clay, one more thing, and this frustrated me more than anything else. I'm with you. I'm not jumping off the bridge because I was saying down by six, driving in the fourth quarter, that's a hell of a game against the number one defense in the league. I was scared of George Kittle all last week because I don't think we do that good against tight ends. But actually, Jerome Baker did a hell of a job against me. He got that one first – I mean, the first down later in the game and all that stuff. Two catches. Why in the hell did we put – Duke Riley on Christian McCaffrey over and over and over again. That was
no clue. No clue. And the only thing I guess if you're trying to answer that, and again, I'm with you. I'm playing devil's advocate as much as anything. It's okay. Well, if you put Duke, if you choose to put Baker on him, or if you choose to bring down a defensive back on him, then who do the linebackers end up having to guard? I mean, are they then going to end up, because of the scheme, guarding Samuel? Do they end up on Brandon Ayuk? Do they end up on even Juszczyk? I mean, Juszczyk can be a real problem for those guys. So it's like, and I think this goes back to the question about Brock Purdy. San Francisco's got so many stinking weapons, man. I mean, it is all over the field to where if they ever got a quarterback, and I'm sorry, I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo I don't like that he got hurt. He's not a good quarterback. And if they ever got a good quarterback, if Trey Lance turned out to be the guy that they're hoping, they could be a massive problem for years to come. So to answer your question, I'm with you. I didn't understand it. It felt like they should have done a better job of game planning to find somebody, even if it's a defensive back, to put on McCaffrey. And yet at the same time, it was like, okay, well then who does that end up ISOing a linebacker on? And then if you do that, is it then that they're just going to turn around and hand off to Juszczyk or hand off to McCaffrey? They just have so many weapons and so many guys who can beat you. And, you know, so maybe moving forward, it's a lesson learned, but it was frustrating. I understand why fans were frustrated too, just watching him carve them up over and over again.
Clay, where are you doing the show from today?
I'm doing it from my living room, and I got to get out of here because I'm anchoring, and I'm probably going to be late, and everybody's going to be looking at the four guys.
Did you guys send anyone? Did Will go to L.A.? Did anybody go out to the West Coast from Channel 10?
No, Will's doing the Heat game tonight. So at this time of year, if you see a Miami Heat road game, you can bet that I'm going to be on Channel 10 anchoring, so you can. You can find something else to do with your time when the news rolls around.
No, we will be watching you with the reckless abandon that we always do. Clay Ferreiro from Local 10. We love you, Clay. Thanks, man.
Love you guys. Take care.
There you go. Clay Ferreiro on a Dolphins Monday, coming to you live from a multitude of locations. Boca Raton, Florida, Cairo, Egypt, and Clay's living room. And El Portal, Florida, where Dan Day is. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.